This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Pope Francis will be traveling to the Greek island of Lesbos on Saturday, April 16th. In a statement Thursday, the Vatican Press Office confirmed next week's papal visit, which aims to show support and solidarity for refugees on the front line of Europe's migrant crisis. The communique says Pope Francis has accepted the invitations of the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, and of the Greek president. The Pope will meet with refugees on the island, together with the Ecumenical Patriarch and with His Beatitude, Hieronymus II, Archbishop of Athens and of Greece. 1 million refugees have made their way to Greece over the past year. Tens of thousands of them, many fleeing the war in Syria, have poured onto Lesbos. This is a particularly delicate moment for them there because under a contested plan, the European Union has begun returning newcomers to neighboring Turkey.
Come era andato a Lampedusa pochi mesi dall'inizio del suo pontificato.
The director of the Vatican Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, recalled that in his very first journey as pontiff, just a few months after his election to the papacy in 2013, Pope Francis visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, also which had been receiving hundreds of thousands of migrants. With the migrant crisis more recently unfolding in the Aegean, he said the Pope naturally wanted to manifest in a concrete manner his concern. Father Lombardi pointed out that Pope Francis will be visiting the island together with leaders of the Orthodox Church, the largest Christian community in Greece, describing it as an ecumenical gesture by representatives of the Christian churches. Father Lombardi said the visit is an expression of Christian solidarity and closeness to the great problem of refugees and migrants. Saying that though the Pope's actions are not directly political, Father Lombardi said this is, of course, an invitation to responsibility and commitment for everyone. It is also a call to politicians to take action in the search for more humane solutions that are respectful and supportive towards people who are suffering. I'm Tracy McClure.